partnership, so I feel like these HOAs, they have a way to generate.
Time, 10 minutes past. Our start time here.
Pastor Allen, are you going to sit with us?
Who's not?
Allen, are you going to sit with us?
I appreciate it. Your grandkids are awesome.
Are you representing Rick?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Small world.
Yeah, sure is. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We'll call to order the Economic Development Committee for December 6th, 2021. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 4th meeting?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next item is public comment. Do we have anyone here today for public comment? I see none. So item number four is update on business campaigns. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Mr. Chapman. Pleasure to be with you today. This is just a quick update on our recent business development activities. We have had 34 ribbon cuttings this year, which is an annual record. That's the most we've ever had, and considering we're coming out of a two-year-long pandemic, I would say that's an outstanding record to have. When I had created this slide, we had two additional ribbon cuttings in the works. As of this morning, we have a third one confirmed, so those invitations will be going out to you shortly. We're trying to provide some streamline and, I guess, additional process behind the ribbon cutting, since they have been so frequent this past year. So look to see some changes in that process coming to you here shortly.
Okay.
Town Proud is our local business support program here at the town. We have 192 Town Proud members currently. That's the most we have ever had. And again, after the past couple of years, we're very proud of that number. We do have quarterly networking events with our Town Proud members, and we poll them regularly to see what sorts of programming would be helpful to them. So we've had ones on HR, recruitment, and retaining workforce. And most recently, we just had a Town Proud roundtable, which I'll show you a photo of in just a minute. And it was really just to sit down and catch up with businesses, see what's going on, because last year they told us, we're too busy to meet. Send us information, but we're too busy to meet. We heard that. We were there to provide support in other ways, things like the digital maps, business posting, job postings, things of that nature. So this year we're getting back into our actual events, and they're very happy to see that. So we do have our annual Shellebration Oyster Roast that will be coming up in quarter one of next year. We're also participating in two Shop Local campaigns this year, the Buy Local, Feel Good campaign in partnership with Low Country Local First. They are hosting a Mount Pleasant Feel Good Fest here in Mount Pleasant this weekend, December 11th, and it'll be hosted at Wonderworks in Bell Hall Shopping Center. And we're also participating in the hashtag Shop Where You Live campaign with the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce. I'll explain a little bit more about that one in just a moment, but I do want to show you some photos. Here's the most recent roundtable from our Town Proud members. So we've got some folks from Holy City Med, Opie Grocery involved, a couple other businesses. So some brand new folks to the area that are participating, which is always great to see. Here's some information about the Buy Local, Feel Good Fest with Low Country Local First. So they've had a campaign ongoing about shopping locally, and they'll be raffling off some prizes this weekend. So Saturday, December 11th at Wonderworks, from 4 to 5 p.m. So make sure you come to that and support a longstanding business here in Mount Pleasant. Shop Where You Live, again, this is the partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber is providing $100 Visa gift cards to one lucky winner each Friday during December. So if you shop locally and you use the hashtag Shop Where You Live and tag Experience Mount Pleasant and Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce, you're automatically entered for a chance to win this gift card. Mayor Haney will select a winner every Friday in the month of December, and we select it at a participating business. So it's a great partnership. This was honestly a grassroots effort that started with the conversation of how do we drive business into the doors of our Mount Pleasant-based businesses, especially after the pandemic. We saw longstanding businesses that survived the pandemic. They received their small business loans, so survived post-stimulus phase, and then as soon as that stimulus money ran out, things went south. And so we said we want to make sure that we're getting ahead of this and supporting local businesses to the utmost degree, especially during the holiday season. And so that's part of where the Shop Where You Live campaign came from. It is an international campaign, so we were able to tag on something much larger than what can be done just here in Mount Pleasant. So we're also bringing some international recognition to our businesses, which is great as well. We update our Facebook pages regularly with, this is just one list or one sampling of the list, but as new businesses are added every single day, we update that list, and we do some member spotlights for each individual business to let folks know what sorts of products and services you can purchase at those businesses. So that is going great so far. The businesses love it. They love that it's free to participate, and they're really appreciating the extra recognition that their businesses are receiving. That's all I have on that item. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, I know that John sends us the notice initially when we're going to have a new business open up with the ribbon cutting. Could we get maybe a little additional notice on those, maybe the week of? So in planning your week's schedule, you can make sure you get it on the schedule. And there's been times when I didn't go back and look on my schedule when the notice came in, and then the week of, I've already scheduled stuff. So it would be really helpful to have that maybe the week before notice, so that we can try to get to more of those and welcome the new business.
Absolutely, we'd be happy to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Who chooses the day for the ribbon cutting? Is that a business decision? Is it a group decision on how things can be coordinated?
So historically, we had asked the business to let us know the best time for them. Mm-hmm. And we really tried to cater to them as much as possible. This is one of those things where we're looking to put some process behind it, because it got to the point where we were trying to accommodate three different businesses a week, at varying times, varying days. And it became very difficult to juggle schedules. So one of the things that we'll be looking at is standardizing the time of day and the week, or the day of the week, I'm sorry, that we have these ribbon cuttings, really for scheduling purposes. So you know, on this day and this time, if we have a ribbon cutting this week, this is when it's going to be. And we'll coordinate that with your schedules as well.
That's what I was going to ask, if there was a way to pick Tuesday, Thursday afternoons or something to sort of standardize it, because it could make it... easier for us to be available if we knew that was the time these things would be happening.
Absolutely. Yes, that's the plan. So we'll be rolling that out here shortly.
Great.
Another question. How far ahead from the holidays do they usually start these campaigns with planning? Because I have some ideas, but I'm too late on the as a chair to bring up ideas now, so it'd be next year, I guess.
Absolutely, yes. So for the Buy Local Feel Good Fest with Low Country Local First, that's something that we have sponsored every year, and typically they start early fall, really starting to kind of grab all the pieces and players. Their campaign is a little bit different. Businesses will buy in to get on a postcard. It's kind of like a map to go around and participate. So they try to get all their folks organized by early fall. And we did say that we'd like to have another conversation with them next year about ways that we can grow that partnership, mm-hmm. and perhaps make it a little bit more impactful really more impactful for our businesses here in Mount Pleasant. And then the Shop Where You Live campaign, the idea is that this is going to be an ongoing campaign. We're going to hit it hard, obviously, during the holidays, and it was something that we did put together right before we moved into the Thanksgiving holidays. It was a truly grassroots effort, folks going door to door to businesses. So kudos to the chamber, in particular their members and their membership committee, for really carrying that workload. But the idea is that it's going to be ongoing. So Shop Where You Live in January, when we move into restaurant week, it will become Dine Where You Live. And then it'll just kind of morph throughout the year to focus on different industries. So the idea behind that is that it'll just keep going, but certainly if you have ideas of things that you would like to see included, I'd love to discuss them with you.
Oh, great. I know this is important a year with all the talk of items being short on the shelves, mm-hmm. that shopping locally is important, so I hope this year's campaign is a good one for us.
Yes. We're seeing tremendous response already on social media. The numbers are looking great already, so we're very pleased.
Good. Okay. Next item is update on economic development strategy, our strategy document.
Absolutely. So if you will recall, council elected to move forward with updating our economic development strategy, and we did contract with SB Freeman, who is the same consulting group who is currently updating the One Region Roadmap economic development strategy. So staff had an update meeting with them last week, and they are still finalizing all of their pieces and finishing the data collection. They have completed all of their interviews. I know they spoke with you all prior to the holidays and some other stakeholders in the community. And their initial findings right now are that here in Mount Pleasant, we do align with several of the target industries that the region as a whole would look to attract, but there are also a few that are more specific and unique to Mount Pleasant. So they are, like I said, finalizing the data collection on that and packaging it up. The idea is that they would present to committee the beginning of next year, and then ultimately to council. We will need to follow up with you all with regards to scheduling. This consulting firm is incredibly busy with their work with One Region and other projects, so we're trying to nail down those specific dates, but the hope is that January committee, we'd be able to present something to you with February council if the schedule works out. So we're still coordinating that piece, but hope to have that here shortly.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Chapman?
Yes, ma'am. I know this group is also working with the Charleston Metro Chamber, and I'm representative there. And they're also working with the Regional Development Alliance and also COG. How are we fitting in with all that as, I guess, additional maybe more pointed work for them? How will that play into what the Regional Development Alliance is doing for us, what the Chamber's doing for us, what the COG is doing for us? I'm just trying to see how our money's being used in that regard.
Absolutely. I think it's actually a tremendous benefit that we were able to contract with this same consulting firm because they already had a lot of the regional data that any group would need to collect just as a starting point. So they had a great understanding, foundational knowledge of the area as a whole. And that enabled them to really spend their time digging into the details of Mount Pleasant, what makes us specific and unique for some areas where we don't fit within the regional plan, and find out what is our niche, what can we really go after here in Mount Pleasant. And then in terms of where we fit back into the regional approach and the COG, I think it only, again, serves our interest, because now we can go back and say, we've had the same consulting firm dig down and say, here's where we best fit. Here's the kinds of businesses that we need to be looking for. And that way we can present that information to CRDA, to the COG, to Charleston County Economic Development, so that as they're searching for these businesses, they know exactly what Mount Pleasant is best suited for. And so, you know, it helps us to attract those specific businesses that fit within our niches and works within our infrastructure, our quality of life, the things that we want. So I think it only benefits us both ways. If we, you know, know where we fit within the larger regional approach, but also our regional partners know what our niche draw is, and they can better pull out those businesses that are more suited to Mount Pleasant.
Well, having made a presentation with several staff members to the chamber a couple weeks ago, and one of the questions that got asked is, what kind of businesses is Mount Pleasant going after? And fortunately, I sat in with economic development when it was last year, I guess, when those businesses were actually being selected. It was very helpful. Mm-hmm. And so there are businesses and business groups that are looking for ways to get involved with Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a good thing.
Absolutely. And I, you know, from what I do understand of the process, you know, they have a very detailed data-oriented way of selecting industries, but they tailor it all the way down to a location quotient. So what is going on regionally, and then location quotient-wise, where are the number of jobs that we're seeing here in Mount Pleasant, and where do we see industry growth hitting certain targets, so that we know specifically those are the businesses that we really will see growth here in Mount Pleasant.
Right. I think that'll help us.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Thank you. And I guess we will adjourn if we've got, that's all. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.